Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Every day there's more discouraging news about our economy. We're losing jobs, personal savings is evaporating, and of course, the natural reaction for individuals is to tighten our belts and pay down our debts and reduce spending. We've been through recessions before, and that's what we do. We also look for help, some solution, of course. Only the government has the power to stop the bleeding. Well, maybe yes and maybe no. How did we get into this mess? We've been living beyond our means, borrowing and spending too much, running up credit card debt, buy a house, then take out a home equity loan, spend the money. It's not the way it was supposed to happen, but the value of the house goes down, not up, and the investment is underwater. That happened to farmland in the early 80s. Thousands of rural banks that had loaned money went broke. And we lost thousands of farmers, too. We're in a recession because of excessive borrowing and spending. I'm not convinced that the way out is for the government to repeat the same excesses. Does the stimulus package have to be so big? Either our grandchildren will have to pay it back, or runaway inflation will take over and the value of our money will diminish. The government is promising all of this money. I can't even envision how much $1 trillion is. Everyone wants some of the money. They are standing in line. It's like mom calling out, "Cookies in the kitchen!" Well, you get run over in a stampede. We've already given money to banks, automobile companies, insurance companies, and now the states want money, the cities, nutrition programs, energy development, endowment for the arts even. The list is endless. Who doesn't want money? I guess Congress must appear to be doing something, but I don't think there's any pain-free solution. If borrowing and spending got us in this mess, it's not logical to think borrowing and spending is a way to get out. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.